This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Inflation coming down, as it is, even though prices are still higher than they were a couple of years ago, is a good thing. It's especially good for people on fixed incomes, seniors in this economy mostly. There is a cloud wrapped around that silver lining for them, though. An estimate from the Senior Citizens League says the annual Social Security cost of living adjustment that takes effect next year will be around 3.2%, about $57 a month added to the average benefit check. In 2022, the increase was 5.9%. In 2023, 8.7%. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more on that smaller bump and seniors' budgets.
The annual cost of living adjustment, or COLA, is automatic based on how much prices rose from the third quarter of one year to the third quarter of the next. It's meant to stabilize the purchasing power of Social Security benefits,
which is a nice feature of Social Security.
That's Charles Blahaus with the Mercatus Center.
It would be nice if it materialized instantly in seniors' pockets.
Instead, each year's January 1st adjustment makes up for last year's higher prices.
You get the compensation for the inflation that's already occurred,
which works fine when inflation is low. But in 2021 and 2022, seniors and people with disabilities had to ride out months of rapid inflation before their benefits got a boost. Richard Johnson heads up the Urban Institute's retirement policy program.
When inflation was spiking and the COLA was slow to catch up, what we saw was pretty significant increases in poverty rates for people 65 and older.
The good news is this year's smaller COLA reflects a more manageable pace of inflation, for most Social Security recipients anyway.
The real divide is on how secure housing is among the elderly.
Teresa Ghilarducci, an economist at the New School, says a 3% bump might be plenty for recipients who own their homes. Not so much for those stuck in the red-hot rental market. And for beneficiaries who've come to rely on big annual adjustments.
I'm actually worried about the variability and not the level of these increases.
Ghilarducci says some folks will be feeling whiplash come January 1st. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.